This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A look back to second. He kicks and throws. And this is hit back up the middle and into center field. A base hit. Caballero around third. Scores easily. Stopping at second is Aranda. Caminero drives in his second run tonight. His 40th of the season. With a single back up the middle, it's now 3-2.
You're an idiot and you don't know baseball.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
Rangers have had a good defense all year long up until the back-to-back calamities, right?
Yeah, we covered this last week.
Well,
defensive runs saved. Texas was the number one team in all of baseball, and they had the leading player at like three different positions. So they've been really, really good this year.
Diamond Cavs on the home of the Rangers, 105-3 the fan. It happened to them again with a devastating loss to the Rays, which leads to getting swept in Tampa. What happened, Bruce?
You saw what happened. We got the ground balls. We couldn't turn them into outs there, and you know, it's hard to lose a game like this. We had an earlier game where, you know, they didn't hit a ball out of the infield, and they had a big inning. And again, late covering first, I think Smitty, you know, he broke, and, you know, he had no chance there. But anyway, we should have coverage there. And that's a tough one, man. These guys played well, and you hate to see it unravel there in the ninth.
It's a loss on the level of, like, Oklahoma City's last night. Like, they just dominated the entire game. They should have won, and here they are looking at it, and it's like, oh, not only do we lose the game, we get swept, you get a couple of just inexcusable plays. And
that's the way baseball goes.
You know, whether or not that was Josh Smith making the wrong decision to go for the ball versus to cover, or not covering the bag from the pitcher standpoint, or not paying attention and worrying about what just happened if you're Semien, versus just throwing the ball home. That was a disastrous sequence. That is I don't know what the Rangers' win probability was going into the ninth inning.
Yeah.
But, you know, when that ground ball is hit, I'll bet you if you were to go back and you were to do a still shot, okay, and the still shot is that ball on the dirt, Marcus Semien right in front of it, with the batter two steps out of the box and saying the Texas Rangers lost this baseball game on this play would blow your mind.
Yeah, there's no excuse for it. And it sucks from a couple different angles that Josh Smith doesn't do what he's supposed to do. And he's been really one of your more steady players recently. Marcus Semien has a great game at the plate, and then it's reversed to where there's a mistake in the field. You've got the fact that Jack Leiter pitched as well as he did again. And Jack Leiter in his last four starts, 23 innings, his ERA is 2.38. And the Rangers are 1-3 in those games. It's not Paul Skeens like, yeah. But I mean it's not good. That's unacceptable. And it's so frustrating that you get some of the offense that you needed. It wasn't this big breakout performance by any means, but you got enough offense, you got the pitching, and then the defense let you down at the end.
877-881-1053 to express your Ranger frustration on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. And Bobby, you have come up with your number. You have come up with the line in the sand for selling.
I know the exact date. The exact date where we're going to say...
The red letter date.
Yeah, this is...
In the history of science.
This is the day where we say, we know if the Rangers are buying or selling or what they should do. It's Thursday, July 10th. So, including last night, the Rangers had 32 games ahead of them when I was looking at this. So they got 31 now. 19 of those games are going to be played against teams in the bottom half of the league in runs allowed. And 16 of those 19 are against teams that are in the bottom 10. So given how porous some of the pitching is on the schedule ahead, it's really, Angels have not been good. Orioles have not been good. You got 10 games combined against them. You got the White Sox coming up. Given how bad that is, I'm not even saying a record. I don't care what their record is after the next 31 games. It's a number. It's a statistic. I need the Rangers to average 4.5 runs per game over these next 31, or they got to sell. Because the
what else do you want? I mean, that sounds like a ransom.
19 of those 31 games against those bottom half league pitching, those teams combined on average allow about 5.3 runs per game. And you're talking about, all right, Texas has already been way below average, so you need to start waking up against some of the good pitching teams in general. But then you need to take advantage against these awful pitching teams. And if you don't, you're not an offense I can believe in.
And they have the Nationals starting tonight. Congrats to the G-Bag Nation for whatever time they're going to work. Broadus won't have enough time for his little insults like he threw out yesterday at Tolbert Garage Door. You know, minus 46 like jumped out to me when I was looking at the Nats in the standings. They're four games under. They're third in the NL East. And then I just, my eyes went to the other red in the National League. There's only five teams with a negative run differential in the National League. The American League West has three. Is that unusually low?
It is. It is. But, you know, with interleague play, the NL is much better.
Yeah.
The NL is much better right now than the American League is.
There's eight teams in the American League that have a negative run differential, and there's five in the National League.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's troubling. I mean, it's troubling if you're an American League fan because, I mean, the AL is just not...
I mean,
that's good.
It's better if you're an American League fan.
Well, it's better.
I'd rather.
It's
have
better
that.
For the teams at the top. Yes, for
they
sure.
They have two teams below 500 in the National League that have positive run differentials, and the American League has three teams above 500 that have negative ones. It's who you're playing, who you're going up against.
Diamond Cavs on the home of the Rangers with Sean and RJ, 105 through the fan.
All right, I have a plea. A plea.
A diddy plea?
To Rob Manfred.
Oh.
I am begging Rob Manfred. Take the deal, regardless of the money. There are three networks fighting to take over Sunday Night Baseball. All right. One is Amazon. One is Netflix. And one is NBC. Take NBC. Leave a little bit of money on the table. The extra $3 million a year you get, or whatever it is, isn't going to pay enough money. It's not enough. You have 3 years left on your current TV deal. You're going to sign a three-year deal here regardless. In 3 years, all your TV contracts are up. Boost your ratings. Get more money then on the back end. You want to go to Amazon in 3 years? Go to Amazon in 3 years. Take the NBC money today, even if it's less, get on NBC. You'll have the promotional arm of the NBA Finals. You'll have the promotional arm of Sunday Night Football. Mike Tirico will be sitting there between for a Cowboys-Eagles.
Michael Jordan.
Sunday Night Baseball, Sunday Night Football game, and he'll be like.
Oh, no, Michael Jordan, Amazon, right?
Right. No, NBC.
He's NBC, on NBC. Yeah.
Yeah. But Al Michaels, Mike Tirico will be sitting there on a Sunday Night Football broadcast and saying, hey, get set. We got the playoffs coming up. There you go. There's your promotional arm. NBA Finals are going on. Hey, guess what? As soon as the NBA Finals are done, NBC Sunday Night Baseball.
Remember how you just made fun of Bobby for asking for something and hoping for something ridiculous?
I know.
Welcome to Bobby's world.
Yeah. But Bobby this world. Is why MLB...
You want them to get the exposure.
You want the exposure. The exposure is more important than the immediate dollars. It's much bigger than the immediate dollars because it is going to boost your product. It's a long-term play. This is why MLB screwed up
when they said...
Well, Rob Manfred would say, we don't have a financial problem. We don't have an attendance problem.
They don't have a financial problem. Their finances are fine. Their attendance is fine. But NBC...
I agree with you, by the way, but...
It'll give you more TV viewers than Amazon. Nobody goes to Amazon to see what's on TV right now. They go to Amazon because they want to watch a movie. The same thing with Netflix and all that stuff.
No, but the MLB would be banking on at that point that is where they're going. And we're going to lock into a contract to, by the time we're deep into this contract, people are consuming television more that way.
They might be, but it's only a three-year deal.
And the NFL has already led the way of going to platforms like that. And other leagues oftentimes like to follow the NFL lead on media approach. Yeah. And so, I don't know. I'd prefer it on NBC. I still prefer things on typical television networks. But I also wonder, if you don't like baseball, or if you're not into Major League Baseball, does Tirico telling you during your obsession with football, does that make you go, I guess I'll turn that on?
I think how much of it is like, you know, if you don't know, if you know the game is on, you might be more apt to, at least you have a chance of watching it.
Yeah, and Broadus would like it because they would be able to tell him where he could find the game. He wouldn't have to look for it.
Diamond Cavs here on 105 through the Fan. Are you both uniting together to bring Trevor Bauer back finally after what just happened?
Oh, baby.
Man, I don't know if I want to bring him back, but he's...
Need some Sydney Sweeney soap to scrub off that dirt, that ick.
3 hours, Sean, 3 hours.
Until it drops?
Yep, 3 hours.
This is something that Choppy's been... Choppy, I feel like you are... You want to see success for Trevor Bauer at this point.
Well, I want some standards here. Like, I don't care about Trevor Bauer. I don't care if Trevor Bauer...
You feel like he's been wronged.
Yeah, like, I just don't like the fact that MLB, I have a problem with them basically...
Blackballing him?
No, I don't care. No, not even that. It's basically trying to police what he does in his bedroom. He was not charged.
Yeah, let's explain what happened recently.
Well, I guess we don't know exactly what happened. Now, some people say there's a video out there. That's what MLB is.
No, but with the finances. With the finances.
So, Lindsay Hill, who was the one that started this whole thing, and she accused him of assault, she was forced to pay him $300,000. Now, this is for breaking an agreement, basically an NDA kind of thing, talking about it.
They had a civil lawsuit. He was not charged criminally. They had a civil lawsuit. They came to a settlement, which was $300,000. I don't believe Bauer actually paid it out. It came out of an insurance policy, but part of the terms were she could not discuss it. She went on podcasts, discussed it. Bauer then sued for it, and now a judge is saying that $300,000 you got, which I don't think ever came out of Bauer's pocket. I think it came from an insurance policy. She now has to pay that to Trevor Bauer.
So he wins the court case, the defamation, whatever. And, you know, now if you look at it, like, there is nothing that is keeping him out of the league. Never charged, never convicted. The second accuser, she's going down on now getting sued, a lawsuit role. So it looks on the surface like MLB is just like, we don't feel comfortable with the kind of guy he is in the bedroom. We're not gonna allow him in there. Now, maybe they have seen, and I assume and I hope, they have seen something on their investigation or a video that is so disgraceful and so disgusting that may not be punishable by law, but not something they want to associate themselves with. That's my assumption. That's what happened. I mean, I assume they saw something they want no part of.
He wasn't criminally charged, and he ended up still being suspended 324 games for this. And it got knocked down to 194 by some arbitrator. But, I mean, MLB suspended him without a charge or anything else.
You think he's been done wrong? I want to hear you say it.
From a legal standpoint, you know, like, if you're a
black
free
and
man.
White.
Yeah, if you're a free man, I've always said, if you're free, the courts say you're free, then you're free to work.
No. No, I don't think he's necessarily been done wrong. Like, he was done wrong by that, if that instance, if that was made up, yes, that's being done wrong. But he was never charged. He's being handed court victories. Major League Baseball does not strike me as, like...
Then why isn't he being done wrong?
I don't view it as the work. I don't view Major League Baseball or anything else as the workforce. I view it as that's, like, essentially a privilege to play in their league. And if they don't want you around, they can make sure you're not there.
Well, I know they can. Religion,
though? No, but I'm saying that I don't have a problem with the operation like that, especially because they'd been looking for a way to push Bauer out for a while because they just hated him.
And now he's 34.
Yeah, and now he's not any good.
He's so smart, though. The videos he puts up on YouTube, the way he breaks down the game, he is really, really smart.
Yeah, someone, I would have liked to, like, throw him on here just to talk baseball a little bit. Let him unleash, like, It wouldn't surprise me if Barstool went and got him and tried to do something if they want to concentrate on baseball whatsoever. Diamond Cavs on the home of the Rangers back in action tonight, trying to remember to cover some bases against the Washington Nationals. Don't dismiss the possibility of Jason Kidd to the Knicks. That's next with the thriller of Game 1 in OKC right here on The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
8 seconds to go. The Pacers are not going to call a timeout. Halliburton has it with three, driving with two, pulling up, and hitting with 0.3 seconds to go. How many more times can this team do that?
Wow. An absolute stunner. In Oklahoma City, some Tolos chiming in, deservedly so, against me, and saying, what now? What do you think of your prediction? You and Hagelin basically guaranteed it was Thunder in five. I would change it to Thunder in six.
There you go.
I would change it to Thunder in six. That's not being stubborn. I think we saw who the better team was last night, but the resolve and grit of Indy not to go away in that environment and not even have Halliburton score big on the evening. I hit his under because he struggled against them over the past two seasons. But damn, they got some good role players. We know how great Coach Carlisle is. So I would change it to one more game for Indy. But I wouldn't have a problem if Choppy won his bet with the Pacers winning the series. And you won last night covering the 9.5.
Oh, I'd love to win the bet if the Pacers win the series. 5-1, baby. There's a couple of ways to look at this game. You could look at it like game one of the Stars Oilers series where the Oilers dominated the game and the Stars still won. You could look at it the same way. And if you're a Pacer fan, you probably should look at it like that.
A Pacer fan.
I'm sorry, a Thunder fan.
Come on, Peyton.
Now, the Celtics thought the same thing with the Knicks in game one.
Yep.
They were up by 20. They were up by 20 in the first four games of that series. They were down 3-1. So like they looked at it the same way. And I bet they regret they looked at it the same way at this point. So if I'm the Thunder, I'm like, yeah, we might say that we're better. We were better for 45 minutes of this game, or 42 minutes.
Are you changing your series pick at all based on last night? I think you ended up with Thunder in 7.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to change it. Look, for the most part, they were the better team. They were the better team last night.
Yeah, now, this was not a no doubt. I mean, this was 9 or 10. It wasn't 17.
Right.
It wasn't 21. It wasn't a Celtic-type comeback. It was 9 or 10, and Indy just always hit that shot to keep it in that range.
Right. But if you're always up 9 or 10 the whole game, like I don't know necessarily that I need the final score to know who the better team was.
Yeah.
They just didn't finish.
I don't know. So the NBA, to me, out of all the sports that we look at, NFL, NBA, NHL, MLB, I feel like not being able to close the game is more reflective of who your team is in the NBA than the others. Like NHL, we look at it and go, Stars came back, but they really didn't dominate the game. That was the Oilers. Like that feels like more of an indictment than it does in the NBA. The NBA, so much of it is about finishing out these games and like finishing out fourth quarter basketball. And consistently, Indiana shown they are going to be the better team no matter who they're up against when the fourth quarter comes around. I still think it's Thunder in 6. I still think Oklahoma City's better, but it is one of those things where I think it has to be significantly factored in with basketball more than any of the others, that how the game closed is so much a bigger chunk of the quality of your team than it is in other sports.
877-881-1053. How are you changing the series pick, if at all, after last night and the game one thriller and Tyrese Halliburton? How do you keep doing it?
There was never a disbelief as a group, honestly. You know, we never think the game is over, ever. Honestly speaking, ever. Like, that never creeps in. I think we just keep talking as a group is how can we walk this team down. So it's at 12 going into halftime. We talk about if we can win one quarter by 6, one quarter by 7, we'll be in a great spot. We got it to a 6-point game at the end of the third quarter, and Shea hit a 3. But we liked where we were. And then they went on a big run to start the fourth. And we just say, okay, it's at 15. Let's get it to 10. Well, we got it to 8. They call timeout. So we just stay with it. So this group never gives up. We never believe that the game is over until it hits 0.
So there's Tyrese.
Yeah, and I mean, that's sounds so reflective of, in general, Carlisle approach. That was always the approach here in Dallas, mm-hmm. of just like, that you're never too far away. Let's just keep it in reach and like keep making shots. Don't get overwhelmed by anything. And that's why he's got the history that he does in these sort of games.
The ability for him to do that, though, like when you're, it had to be defeating for Indy every time they cut it into like 7-8. It was right back to 13. I mean, that's got to be defeating. And for them not to get defeated by that, and for them to continue to be able to plug away, I mean, just that is tremendous coaching.
All right, let's get to the other NBA rumors. My favorite part about the NBA during the regular season is all the drama off the floor. Tim McMahon, Hoop Collective, Mavs Insider said, don't dismiss the possibility of Jason Kidd to the Knicks. Jalen Brunson, probably knows Brunson's pops. I don't know the relationship with Worldwide West and Leon Rose and all that stuff, but McMahon dropped that yesterday when I was listening. Don't dismiss the possibility. And my reaction is, how would the Metroplex feel? Would you freak out? Would you say, no, you're not allowed to interview? Well, like, where does DFW stand with Jason Kidd? I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you this. If he does leave, he does want to leave, I think that gives us our answer on what impact he had on the Luka trade.
That's exactly what I was thinking. If he were to go, that means he had did not want to that to happen.
It. Yep. That's how I would look at it.
But I mean, if you're going to turn down the opportunity.
But you're leaving a better situation. But I agree with you, but you would be leaving a better situation.
This is a better situation?
This is a better situation. For the next 2 to 3 years.
Why do you say that?
I mean, you're about to have a loaded ass team. This roster, in my opinion, is definitely better than the Knicks.
It is better than the Knicks, but don't forget, you have no Lillard in the East next year, and you have no Tatum in the East.
Oh, yeah. Conference-wise, true. But right.
He's got the New York Knicks.
But I got 12 years of Flag. Mm-hmm. I got Kyrie. I got AD. I got a loaded role player situation. I
maybe
got the number
one
pick.
Maybe he doesn't want to move to Vegas.
I mean, Kyrie, I think there is the assumption that we're just getting back to Kyrie being Kyrie coming off a knee injury at his age is a little like I think that's where we're banking on a bit. Anthony Davis has to show he can stay healthy. I think there's way too many questions about Dallas's ability to stay healthy. Even Flag, I know he's considered basically can't miss, but you're still talking about there's a projection there. Like, you know what New York is. New York still feels like a team that's going to be competitive for a while.
New York has absolutely zero excuse not to make the NBA Finals next year. Boston is not going to be the same. Milwaukee, Philadelphia stinks. It's Indiana and you. And now is there a team on the come up? Like an Orlando or whatever. But it's basically it's Indiana and you. Like, if you're the Knicks,
do you think that the Knicks have a better or just as good a roster?
They might be deeper, but I don't think better. No, because we don't know. Like, what is Cooper Flagg? What does he turn into? Is he Scottie Pippen? Then hell no.
Right.
You know, is he?
Give me a baseline. Who's his baseline?
Gerald
Wallace. A little bit better than Gerald Wallace.
Yeah. He's going to be chest past Gerald Wallace, as we'll say. No, generally, I saw the range from somebody on The Ringer the other day. They said, like, Pippen high end, and then they said the low end would be like Nicholas Batum.
Did you bring up Luke Walton?
Yeah.
As a Knicks possibility. By the way, I have the latest odds from Vegas Bet Online. You'll never guess the favorite.
Phil Jackson.
Is it Michael Malone?
No. That's an easy guess. That would be number two. Johnny Bryant. I don't know who that is. He's the favorite at minus 200. Johnny Bryant, Mike Malone, Jeff Van Gundy, Jay Wright, Danny Hurley, Taylor Jenkins, Chris Quinn, Mike Brown, Jason Kidd's 20-1, Nash is 20-1, Rick Brunson is 25-1.
So a couple of places have Mike Brown and Luke Walton as two random names that are floating around here. Man, if you fire Tom Thibodeau and you replace him with Luke Walton, like, you're going to be a riot in the streets. And I heard some people on NBA TV.
I didn't even know Luke was still coaching with Detroit.
I had no idea. I think it was NBA TV, saying that you cannot have a rookie head coach with this team, because Rose doesn't speak and neither does Dolan. They don't talk. So you're going to put all that on the head coach, on a rookie head coach in that market with this team and this expectations. That's asking a whole lot. I don't know how much I buy that, but I can't imagine you fire Tibbs and replace him with a no-name rookie.
Shams is reporting that the Knicks made an offer for Durant at the trade deadline. There was mutual interest between Durant and the Knicks. They made an offer for KD. The Gambo guy in Arizona reports people in KD's camp are eyeing San Antonio as a landing spot. So those are some of the latest KD rumors. Vegas has the Knicks as the favorite for Durant, 2-1. Then the Rockets, Wolves, Raptors, Spurs, Sixers, Thunder. I just wanted to keep seeing how far down till we get to the Mavericks. 50-1. Like, not even in contention, according to Vegas.
I mean, the team that everybody kept buzzing about for a while was Houston.
Yeah.
It was the one where everybody thought he'd end up, which, I mean, that'd be fitting. Everybody from that OKC group ended up in Houston eventually. But, man, that'd be wild to see KD and Wembanyama playing together in San Antonio.
Speaking of Cooper Flagg, Coach K on SiriusXM talking about the hopeful newest Mav.
Grant is the best player to ever play at Duke. The Leitner, the most accomplished. And we've had great, great players. Cooper, in his freshman year, is definitely the best freshman that has ever played. And will be, I think, he's going to win some player of the, or all of them, player of the year awards.
So all right, so here's where I disagree with Coach K on this. And this is where I'm going to call Coach K an idiot. He doesn't even know his own teams. He literally said, the reason we beat UNLV is because we had the best player on the floor. We had Grant Hill. That is the best player on the floor with Larry Johnson and Greg Anthony and Stacey Augmon and Christian Laettner and Bobby Early. It is...
Didn't Jay Billis come on here and tell us the same thing?
But Jay Billis is an idiot too. Okay, you cannot tell me that the guy who actually won the title against the greatest college team any of us have ever seen is not as good as Cooper Flagg.
Coach K went on to talk about Cooper's NBA projection.
Yeah, he's a great, great player and has really an amazing future. And I work for the NBA now, and I was just at their Board of Governors meetings. And one of the talks I had with a couple owners was, you know, we need to have those American stars. You know, we have a lot of international stars. You know, I think five of the last six MVPs, or maybe six out of six. And Cooper can be that. Cooper can be that. He will, his future, hopefully he stays hungry and healthy. His future will be incredible.
Woo! There it is.
It's very strong. I'm surprised again with like guys like Jay Williams and Zion and other people who've been through Duke that it'd be that big a slam dunk though on him being the best freshman. But I mean, he was great last year.
Brian Schottenheimer's popularity is on the rise, but what areas of Shotty's philosophy still warrant answers ahead of the season? That's next on the Home of the Cowboys and below the belt. 105 through the Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
The most popular man in Dallas, Brian Schottenheimer. We're getting there. We're getting there with Brian Schottenheimer anyway.
But you know, I heard someone bring up a counterpoint to all that I thought was interesting.
What's that?
And I think it was Norm on his podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Is it always great to be loved by the players and have these relationships? And I was like, okay, while we're all busy, I like balanced thinking. And while we're all busy throwing a culture parade, no one has brought that up. Jason Garrett. vacationing or going to Duke games with the select few and getting too tight with your players? Or do you consider Brian Schottenheimer not doing that with what we've been discussing? I just thought it was an interesting counterpoint.
No, I think it's good to bring up. I think
you don't want to get too close.
Yeah, I think
y'all talked about Bill Parcells and all the nightmare stories and Larry Allen. Well, guess what? If in your prime Bill Parcells was available, I would want in your prime Bill Parcells coaching my football team.
Yeah, there's a lot of that was a lot of people tell you that's what kind of did Dan Quinn in at the end in Atlanta. Was like it's you're the father figure, everybody like loves you, you're the player's coach, but like when are you cracking down when you need to? I think that's 100% a question of like, are you the parent that I'm your friend, or are you going to be the parent ever? I think Schottenheimer is going to be that, but he's got to show it. He's got to show that he can enforce it. I think he will.
So I'll spill the beans. We won't get into all of it. We'll do sprinkles. Last week, we sat down with Brian Schottenheimer for about 90 minutes. Bobby and Tad set it up. Props to both of them. And we were like, yo, before we start this weekly show, we should have some FaceTime. It's going to help the interview. We should have done it with Jerry 15 years ago. We should have done it with Jason Garrett. We should have done it with McCarthy. It never happened under the old PR. Tad made it happen with Schottenheimer. So we went to his office for 90 minutes, and we'll sprinkle in those stories throughout that we feel comfortable sharing. But the toughest question I asked Schottenheimer, I said, can you, because you're so cool, we're loving you, we're BSing, we're having a great time. And finally I asked him, can you be mean? Can you crack down?
I thought he was going to bop you on the head.
Go ahead, explain his reaction. He looked offended.
He said, can I?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't
you worry about it.
He was like, ask my players. Because I want to know that you can crack down. I feel like there hasn't been enough of that around here. That's why I wanted a Mike Vrabel. I wanted a Belichick in the offseason. So I asked Schottenheimer that. Do you agree with the way he reacted with what RJ described?
Yeah. No, it was go get your testimony out there, which we got from Michael Irvin. Michael Irvin talked about when he had done his podcast, he said that he went out there to practice, and after they've been given a break, Shotty came back out there and just ripped them a new one for like, I was trying to be nice. I was trying to give y'all a break. I was trying to give y'all credit. And now I see people out here loafing. Like,
now, okay. And the way Mike portrayed it, and Mike loved this aspect of teamwork and buying in, he said everyone was looking around like, who let us down? Which one of y'all let us down to where we're getting yelled at by Schottenheimer? But yeah, Brian's response and look was, that was a borderline stupid question.
Well, and over at The Athletic.
But it was a brilliant question.
No, it was a great question. I think it's a fair question. We're doing Below the Belt here, which is sponsored by D&M Leasing. You can check them out at dmmodelleasing.com. The Athletic had a write-up for...
That's where I got mad at Bobby last week, because Choppy's big question was asking Schottenheimer about his visor. And then when I heard Schottenheimer talk about it to the rest of the media, I cursed Bobby and I said, you gave one of our golden nugget stories away to Todd Archer. I know you gossiping with Archer all the time. And no, it turned out not to be the case. But I thought,
so he says,
the day after Archer got the visor, I'm like, we should have dropped that on the radio and gotten the credit instead of Todd.
No. It was not me. I kept my lips sealed. I zipped my lips.
You didn't tell anyone we met with Brian Schottenheimer?
No, people knew. People saw us walking in there.
Because Zach told me good luck on the way in.
People knew we were meeting. Like, I mean, that's the thing. Like, there were the thing. But no, that's the, because the rest of the media meets with him.
You know what? We never would have gotten Bin Laden if you were on that staff.
I mean, you wouldn't even know where Bin Laden was if I wasn't on the staff, though, because that's what I do. I coordinated all that. You remember that, Choppy?
He would have found him and then told everybody he found him.
Yeah. All right, over at The Athletic, they're doing the pressing question for every new play caller in the NFL. So Mike Jones wrote this over at The Athletic, the one pressing question for each play caller. And I thought, I'm media watchdogging a little bit. We did it earlier with Cody Benjamin, telling him why he was dumb.
How does he do the pee-wee laugh?
You've got the question for Schottenheimer, I feel like is kind of generic. He said, can this rookie head coach really supercharge an offense that often looked disjointed, anemic, and ineffective when he was Mike McCarthy's offensive coordinator? Can he really be better? Feels just too generalized for the specifics of what we're really asking about Brian Schottenheimer. So I've got three things that I think are significantly more critical for Shoddy to answer and stuff that doesn't mean he can't reach this or anything. It's just we don't know yet. So I want to kick these around a little bit. Number one is exactly what you were just talking about from Norm. Did the players want you because you make them better or because you're their buddy? To me, I think that that's something we'll have to find out really quickly. The players going to bat for Schottenheimer, was that a testimony to the front office as this guy made us better? When he had a bigger hand in the offense, we were better. He pushes us. He makes us better. Or is it, I like him. I like him. I want him to be here. Because those are two very different reasons for going to bat for him.
I felt like my theory, I don't know this, I felt like they advocated for Mike at the end because they liked the setup and the environment. That's my theory. And that's the wrong reason to want Mike to stay.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Chop, you have any concern about the... Because I think you were wondering, can you go from being in it with to being your boss?
That's one of the... That's a problem. It's not just in sports. I mean, it happens in life, too, with your regular job when you're contemporary or you're just your immediate supervisor gets promoted, you know what I mean? And it's just like...
It happened in this building. Gavin Spittle worked here. And then he came back from Houston with some people. Reitma's like staring at me through the glass for some reason. Jake's like, is this going to affect me? Can I get more airtime from this story? And then he came back with some people who maybe he was wondering, are they going to remember old Gavin?
Old Gavin or new Gavin.
Or new Gavin.
Yeah, and that's a problem. Look, it's a problem that manager is going to have to deal with, right?
Can I say that only half of the team, it's a worry for half the team since he spent the time with the offense? Or will the defense also look at him like, yo, man, you were just an assistant the past couple of years? Because the defense theoretically should not know him that well at all.
Yeah, because also, like, you see guys get promoted as coach in waiting, right? Like Gerard Mayo with the Patriots, he was coach in waiting.
Yeah.
Now, that didn't work. Now, he didn't have a good team either, but it didn't work. Even though when I think you're announced as coach in waiting, that automatically gives you a little bit more authority.
Yeah.
And you could start to exercise some of that. But, you know, Shoddy was just... I mean, nobody thought of his name until after this whole thing.
So I brought it up.
Yes.
That's right.
Now, you mentioned that part of it, the head coach waiting. That happened with Avery Johnson here.
Yeah.
Avery Johnson, and they made the finals. They should have won the finals that year.
But
Avery,
they had, I mean, Big Don, he missed a lot of games. He would just miss a lot of games. Avery's coaching tonight.
Yeah. And so Avery, I remember there was a commentary during the playoffs on the run to the finals where they said, Dirk had walked up to Avery during the practice and said, oh, old baseline Johnson, because Avery's game was the baseline jump shot, and that Avery had told them, I laughed at it, but like, we got to start setting some boundaries here of like, yeah, I was your teammate once and I've been kind of the assistant, but like, I am head coach here. And so we got to have a little bit of that respect factor there. And so, I mean, that dynamic can't exist. Number two, and these are questions that still exist for Brian Schottenheimer as the new play caller for the Cowboys. Which version of Schottenheimer's offense are we getting? So under Schottenheimer, the Jets ran the ball at one of the highest rates in the league from 06 to 2011. When he went to the Rams, they were pretty balanced. In Seattle, Schottie pushed really hard for more freedom for Russell Wilson. And the Seahawks, they slowly started to shift from a run-first, ball-control offense to being one of the more aggressive deep passing teams in the NFL. So the question is that evolution? Is that coaching to your personnel? Or is the offense one that doesn't really have a defined direction to it? I don't think that... I think what it is it's generally coaching to trends and your personnel rather than
and that's his
else.
Philosophy too. He's like, I need to fit it around the talent versus...
It should be every coach's philosophy.
We talked with him about Steve Spurrier a little bit, and I covered Steve in D.C. of, it's going to have to fit his... Not a well. You have to fit in the fun and gun. It's going to be the fun and gun.
Right.
You know, is Mike D'Antoni going to run a slow it down offense, or is he going to... What was the name of his?
7 seconds or less.
7 seconds or less.
Yeah, I mean, and that's something where when Dan Quinn got here...
Was McCarthy ever going to come here and go, this shouldn't be West Coast?
No. And I think that was part of the issue. When Dan Quinn got here...
He did initially.
We raved about how Dan Quinn changed things up and said, I can use that guy, though. I'll figure out a way. I don't know. He's too good not to.
Yeah.
And that's the third question. It's kind of branch off
if
of
Bill
that.
If Bill Belichick was coaching here, T.J. Watt would be a Dallas Cowboy. Period.
Yeah.
We probably got into this whole, well, I can't get him because he's a 4-3. I can't get him because he's a 3-4. For years, that's been an NFL and football philosophy. Belichick has always been, and that's why he's given credit for being a genius of, oh, you're doing this in a different way. He's like, give me all the damn good football players, please, and I'll figure it out.
Yeah, and this is that's the branch off the third part of this, which is kind of building on that, is that are we getting a scheme with Schottenheimer or are we getting a coach? Like, is he a coach or is he a scheme? Because Rod Marinelli, for instance, who beloved around here, great guy, friend of the morning show, Rod Marinelli had a scheme that he believed in. That was his scheme, and you needed to fit to it. When you, especially in today's NFL, where so much of it is changing and they're throwing different looks at you and the schemes are changing so rapidly overnight, it's really hard to be married to just one scheme. But you also don't want somebody to be wishy-washy. You do want somebody to have an overall philosophy that they believe in. And Shadi's talked about cut splits and motion and different things that he likes doing. But I think the biggest thing when you've got a coach in today's NFL, the number one question I think you have to ask about them in terms of if they're going to be a schematic advantage is, do you have the humility to challenge your own core beliefs on scheme in the name of a player that is talented? And just say, it doesn't fit. It is square peg, round hole, whatever else. But I need to make that work because he's too good not to make it work. So I need to change, not him. And so I think those are three of the bigger things that you've got to look at with Schottenheimer. And we'll have those answers pretty quickly once the season begins.
B-Lo.
B-Belt.
Every day at this time, 840. You love the Cowboys. You love football. Our insider is going to give it to you on the official home of America's team and the new home of Worst Take. Your nominees and the biggest loser for who gave the worst sports take of the week, the New York Knicks, Rory McIlroy, Deion Sanders, all in the running. Give us your nominees and the loser at 877-881-1053. Worst Take is next.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.